For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. Shelby County Commissioner Mikel Lowry will be the next mayor of Shelby County. He won in Thursday's election over Republican John DeBerry with 66% of the votes. Speaking with WKNO, Lowry laid out his priorities as term-limited mayor Lee Harris wraps up 8 years in office.
Well, I'm thankful for a lot of things that have been done. I think there's some things we need to do to make sure that we get on the right financial footing, and also to make sure that we lay out the vision, how we're going to prioritize universal pre-K, and how we're going to prioritize workforce development for those who may not see college in their future, and how we're going to prioritize health care in neighborhoods. So it's setting out the vision, but also make sure we have the right people in place to help go execute that.
Nearly 132,000 votes were cast in Thursday's election, or 23% of the county's registered voters. The ballot covered a number of federal, state, and municipal offices. In another big local race, Anthony Buckner will be the next county sheriff. The current second-in-command in the sheriff's office beat his opponent, Republican Brad Less, with 70% of the votes. Outgoing Sheriff Floyd Bonner Jr. praised his successor as, quote, the right man to take over the office, though it comes with harsh public debate over the conditions of the county jail, which have been described as a humanitarian crisis. The political makeup of the county commission remains unchanged after Thursday's vote, with Democrats holding a 9-vote majority on the 13-member body. In other watched races, Joe Towns Jr. won criminal court clerk, Janine Gordon remains juvenile court clerk, and Lasagna Hall will be the new county clerk. We'll have more state and federal election results later this hour. The Metal Museum is just under a month from its grand reopening in Overton Park's Rust Hall. L. Perry with the Daily Memphian says new logos and branding have a heavy metal influence.
Curved lines in a new logo represent metal's flexibility, while sharper forms in a new assets reference Rust Hall's roofline and the pattern on Rust Hall's facade. Memphians and visitors to the Metal Museum will see the elements on signs, online, in the museum's publication, and on the museum's merchandise. The new branding is meant to honor the museum's history as well as its future. For the Daily Memphian, I'm L. Perry.
This is 91.1. More news at WKNOFM.org and on the WKNO app.